Ladies and gentlemen, even though he is slightly incapacitated, yes, he's here. The one and only Mr. James Whale. Ah, the incredible Rob, Merry Christmas to you. Don't get carried away, I'm not doing it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right, it's my pleasure. Well, as we come up to the season of goodwill towards everybody, I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Christmas. I'm not a Christian, so I feel slightly two-faced. I had a discussion on another radio show about this the other day. I said, why don't you say Happy Christmas to people? I said, well, you know, I celebrate the end of the year. We're coming up to that time. Everybody puts sparkly bits on their trees and bits on their doors and lights. As long as it's not naff. You know, as long as you've not got Father Christmas hanging out of the window and pretend, those awful pretend icicles, you know, the lighted icicles hanging along the front of the house, all that sort of stuff. As long as it's tastefully done, I don't mind. I mean, it doesn't have a religious significance to me. It just has a party mood to celebrate the end of one year and the beginning of the next. And we do it sort of a week apart. You know, we have a 25th of December. I know traditionally it's for all those Christians who celebrate the birth of Christ and all that sort of stuff. I don't have that much, you know, to do with that. I don't celebrate Eid or Diwali or any of the other ones either, because I'm not a religious person. You know, I'm not against you doing it. That's fine. And if I go into an Indian restaurant where they're celebrating one of their I know that my Indian restaurant in the village here where I live will have all the Christmas decorations out and the balloons and the Christmas trees and everything else out. I don't mind getting into the festive state, but, you know, I can't be bothered with all that Christmas card stuff. And, you know, I don't mind Rob buying me presents, but sending cards, that's just not on.
You've put them in the bin, haven't you?
No, I mean, I've not sent cards for so many years, so I don't get any. Except from people like you who persist in sending them just to try and embarrass me into doing it again.
I send you more than one usually just to wipe
people. Yeah, yeah, I know. You sent me two, I think, this year. And a couple of other friends sent them saying, we must get together this year. Well, why didn't we get together last year?
Oh, I didn't put that in the card.
No, you didn't, but some have. Anyway, it's not a problem. Here we are celebrating the end of the year, and I hope we have a great time. If you are with relatives and friends, good. Enjoy yourselves. Don't drink too much. Definitely don't drink and drive. I think we'll touch on that a little later on the program. And I just, you know, enjoy the end of the year. Let's hope that it's going to be better next year. But the things that annoy me about this time of year, and I was talking about this on the radio the other day. Do you go to your work's Christmas party?
I had one last week. I invited you. You didn't turn up.
Yeah, I know. And I don't go to them. I haven't been to one for years. I went to one once because the boss said, I think you should come. I think it would show that we're all in this together. And I thought, no, we're not. You know, if the ratings on my radio show go down, it's me, the one that gets it in the neck, not the other couple of people. Why should I come? And I don't mix with a lot of them. Why should I go and have a drink at the end of the year with them? You know, if they've done a good program, or if we've done a good program, or we've done something good, I'd probably take in a cake or something like that, just to sort of, you know, as a thank you. But that can happen any time during the year.
You've never bought me a cake.
Well, no, you're fat enough. I don't think it wouldn't be fair on you if I was to bring you a cake, would it?
So you're looking after me, basically.
Yeah, I'm looking after you, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I think that there has to be a lot of rethink about this. You know, the world at the moment is falling apart, isn't it? We have got some of the most atrocious killings going on in the world, in the Middle East in particular. And it seems that there's been trouble in the Middle East ever since religion began, as far as I can see. And not only, you know, problems between different religions and problems within same religions, they're all the same. There's always been happening, you know, Christians fighting with each other about what sort of Christianity they believe in, Muslims fighting with each other about what sort of Muslim beliefs they have. Oh, it just leaves me sick. I'm sick of the whole thing. But some people get very upset if you say, you know, your belief. So this is the time of year when we talk about this thing. We talked about it a lot last week. We had quite a lot of response as well, as I remember. But, you know, all I'd like to say is, listen, enjoy the end of it. I love turkey and Christmas dinner. I think that's great. I like to go and see people I might not have seen for a while. I like to have a bit of a knees up. All of that is fine. But it's this pretend bonhomie, you know, oh, it's Christmas, we must be nice to them. Oh, you can't be nasty to people at this time of year. Well, why not? If you're nasty to people the rest of the year, then why change it for a couple of days at the end of the year? You know, you might as well go on being a pig. I don't understand it. If people were nice to people the whole of the time, we'd live in a lot better world, wouldn't we? You know, you look at, we got all this, let's take people, homeless people in for Christmas. Why take them in for Christmas? Why give them false hope? Why say we're going to feed people at Christmas and then stick them out? When Christmas finishes, all these places where they bring them in and give them a bed for Christmas, come the new year, they're all back on the street and all these places fold up. You know, same way, I was talking to somebody, oh, do you know, I think I'm going to go and serve Christmas dinner to homeless people on Christmas Day. I said, why? Well, I think I've done something for other people. It'll make me feel good. Well, bully for you. What about all these other people? If you've really felt that bad, why don't you give your spare room to a homeless person? Oh, no, that'd be going a bit far. That's my Christmas message to the nation. Rather than everybody getting excited about this time of year, and I understand if you have children, if you have young children, mine are grown up and gone now, if you have young children, then yeah, it's a special time of year. But please, if we could only impart on people that the world isn't a very nice place at this time. There are children being killed and maimed and bombed out of their homes at the moment in the Middle East by people who really have very little reason for being involved or doing it. And it's that that's really gets on my nerves. And at this time of year, I know I will turn on the television and I will see church services of people being very pious. And I shall get angry and yell at the television and say, for goodness sake, why not try and do something for the better of it? Standing there singing hymns and carols isn't actually going to make anything better, is it? Or am I missing the point? Okay, well, there we are. So that's my point. And if you want to get in touch with me, James Whale, then please do. You can email me, and I'd love to get your emails. We read them out on the program, jamesworldradio@gmail.com, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. And also, you can ring us. This is the number to phone on.
That's a good question. I'm glad you said that because...
What?
Well, I didn't print the number out this week. Oh, hang on. I'll get the notes from last week. Here we go.
Yeah. No, I noticed you didn't print it out this week, which is why I actually said, and this is the number to ring on, because I was looking through what you laughingly call your script and I couldn't find it.
Are you ready for the number now?
Go on. Give us the number.
0117-230-1771.
0117-230-1771. So get in touch, say hello. Now, although you know, I'm going to have a few days off during the festive season just to avoid all the merrymakers, doesn't mean I haven't been working. And you may remember some time ago, I had a chat with an old friend of mine. We used to work on a radio station in Newcastle upon Tyne called Metro Radio. Stuart St. Paul. Stuart, of course, who used to... you directed a few Emmerdale Farms, didn't you?
I've directed a lot of things, but yeah, I was on Emmerdale from 1986 to 2012.
God, that's a long time. That is a long time. And you started off doing stunts on there, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I did. I basically looked after all the action. I didn't do the day-to-day directing on that show, no.
And you directed, we talked about the new Status Quo movie, Bulla Quo. Yeah, which will make a really nice Christmas gift for people.
Yes. It's a great family movie, that, you know. It's great to watch with kids.
Yeah, I've watched it twice. I was with you at the premiere, and then I've seen it twice after that just at home. And it's quite a good feel-good movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit like Hard Day's Night. It's just a fun kind of romp.
Yeah. And if you're a Quo fan, you're going to love it anyway. So have a look at that. Now, the other thing Stuart's been doing, he produces a series. It's a soap opera. It's called Shades of Bad. In fact, perhaps, Stu, you'd just like to give us a little background to Shades of Bad, what it is, how people can see it.
Well, it's three women in a kitchen and a serial killer. It's basically three ladies who start to work from home and their business is as serial killers. You know, what could you want?
And how long does each episode last?
Well, on the on YouTube, they're 3 to 4 minutes each. We have cut them together to broadcast lengths, but the free online YouTube version is sort of 3 to 4 minute coffee bite. So you can watch it at the bus stop on your phone or pick up on it anywhere.
And it's basically all the bits that it's all those cliffhanger endings of soap operas. You've got this all going on the whole time, haven't you?
Yes, it's been a strange writing exercise, actually, because when you're writing for a soap, you kind of have to have a cliffhanger after the before the commercial break, which is 10 minutes, and then at the end of the program, which is 21 and a half minutes with the gap. Half-hour program's only 21 and a half minutes in actual length. When you're writing for a three-minute section, we have to try and have, we don't always succeed, a cliffhanger at the end of each 3 minutes. And it's been quite funny because when we cut them together into 10-minute pieces for broadcast, the series actually has got quite a lot of bumps as it goes through because you're going, because it's different.
How many episodes have you done now?
We have shot nearly 50, but the last 10, we've only shot the foreign sides. So from 42 onwards, Doris goes abroad. She goes to Norway, then she goes to Barcelona. We've shot the Norway and Barcelona bits. We've now got to shoot the English bits with our new star. Shall I give you the reveal so you've got the exclusive?
Go on, then. Give us the exclusive on the James Whale radio show. Go on. Who's the new star?
Well, we have been fishing for superstars to join our Shades of Bad. The first one was a chap called James Whale.
Brilliant.
He's brilliant. He is actually very, very good. And he comes in episode 32 as Detective Inspector James Whale. So he's on Boxing Day. Now, from episode 42 onwards, here's the exclusive. We have Derek Redmond, who is the Olympic runner. He's the world champion 400-meter runner who was in the Olympics and the world championships with Chris Akabusi. He was around that period. And he's the guy who pulled up with the hamstring injury and then hopped round and finished the race with his dad running onto the course. Caused an incredible historic moment, which he still talks about to this day when he does after dinner speaking. I've got to tell you, he's fantastic. I have discovered a great new actor, and he comes in as a mentor for Doris to take this villainous woman in the kitchen to the next level.
I very much enjoyed my day working on this, and as you say, Chief Inspector James Whale makes his debut in the soap opera on
You just promoted yourself. Chief Inspector.
Oh, am I Chief Inspector? What am I? Inspector.
Detective Inspector.
Detective Inspector. Right, Detective Inspector. Okay. Who comes into the kitchen, the said kitchen, and discovers some pretty amazing things and then tries to make arrests. But it's not quite that straightforward, is it?
No, it's not. And there's always this juxtaposition of humour and crime that we try and look at. You know, it's like our little Christmas message. It's all about Doris counting the £50 notes in her Christmas card, which is a little knock on the commerciality of Christmas. So we kind of politely and humorously look at crime.
And there's an interview. I'm doing an interview with you as the producer-director of Shades of Bad in your Hollywood mansion, aren't I?
Yeah, I haven't edited that yet. I've got that to do next week. I'm in the edit suite at the moment. I have a deadline, which I reckon I'll hit. I'll be off this job within 2 days, and then I'm going to start editing that interview to get it up online.
Okay, well, people can see that. We'll put all the links on our website. And it's very easy to go to. We'll tweet it out as well. But it is funny. And if you want to start looking at Shades of Bad, there are quite a number of episodes already available there. Go and have a look at them. And it's seen all over the world, isn't it? It's quite big. You've won awards for this now in America.
It's funny. America has really picked up on it. And we've been in the American web top 10. This is an English little soap shot in a kitchen. We've been in the American top 10 since the end of July this year. I love that. It's incredible. The girls have done really well.
Well, listen, don't forget, I want to be involved in the first car chase that the soap will have. I think as a detective inspector, I need to be in the first car chase.
How do we have a car chase in the kitchen?
I don't know. We'll just have to think of a way of getting it out of the kitchen for a while.
It does go out of the kitchen. Yeah, I'll have to think about a car chase. And we do take a dead body to the forest in a car. Oh, shouldn't mention that. But yeah,
No. Well, maybe I could use one of my bows and arrows in one of the scenes. There could be an interesting murder or something like that.
Yeah, we could do what's that series with the girl in at the moment that's a big success? You know, she goes around with a bow and arrow hunting people.
The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. James Wells stars in a remake of the Hunger Games.
Actually, your inspiration for Shades of Bad was Breaking Bad, wasn't it?
It was kind of Breaking Bad, taking an innocent chemistry teacher into a brand new world and examining crime from the ordinary person and seeing them change. So I just thought that Doris should be a Hampstead suburban housewife who begins to have the same lack of remorse as all her neighbours who commute to London each day and are CEOs of big businesses and crush people commercially with their white collars on.
Oh, dear. Stuart, I really enjoyed the day. I look forward to the next time we can do it together. Boxing Day, it's the big reveal, and then everybody can get in touch with me and they can critique my performance.
Well, it's very good, James. They shouldn't critique it.
Stuart, we'll talk soon. We'll put all the links up.
Thank you.
All right, mate.
And everybody have a great Christmas. Happy holidays. Mm.
So if you want to go and see how I look in the series, you got the photograph, haven't you? You can put it up on the website.
I have, yes.
Detective Inspector James Well. I've even got my own card, you know, the warrant card.
Yes, I saw that. You hang around your neck.
Yeah, I suppose I'd better give that back, hadn't I? But it's all very useful.
Can I point something out?
What?
I might get into trouble.
Yeah.
But you're hanging it around your neck with a status quo lanyard.
Oh, we just did that as a bit of a laugh, just see if anybody saw it.
So it's a little tip of the hat to status quo, is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I'll let you off then.
Well, because it was excellent. I really enjoyed it, and although I think it's a couple of minutes. My bit took nearly all day to do it. And they shoot it properly. It's shot like a proper movie. So, you know, you've got to do one bit and then you have to film it from a different angle. Then it has to be filmed from another angle and you have to hit your mark. And anyway, we'll go and have a look. I mean, and it's edited so that on if you watch it on your phone or your tablet or at work, you can watch little chunks of it in 2 or 3, 4 minutes. And that's the way to go. I think that's the way, actually, things will go in the future.
I think so.
So check it out, Shades of Bad. The website details are on our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, jameswellradio.co.uk. Don't forget, by the way, lots in our shop. If you've not got your Christmas gifts at the moment, there's books, baseball caps, mugs, which we've been selling at the moment. You know what we should have done? We should have done a James Whale beer for Christmas, shouldn't we?
A James Whale beer. That sounds a good idea.
So go and check that out, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Now, on Facebook in the week, I did put out that I've had a really bad back. I think I slipped a disc, and I've been going to the physio a couple of days already this week, who's moved the pain around. But I tell you what, I've had some pain in my life, but nothing nothing has been as bad as this back pain. I tell you, I have never suffered with anything like this. And I just wonder whether anybody else have. We've had quite a lot of response, haven't we?
Hundreds of people have responded. I saw it on Facebook the other day. Loads of people.
Mm. So just a few. Let's go through a few. Ed Bredin, hello, Eddie, says, James, you just have to live with it. I've had three surgeries for mine, and I am still in bits. So whatever you do, don't have surgery. That's cheered me up no end, because I have to be honest with you, Ed. At one point, I couldn't even put my foot on the ground without pain going through me, like a dagger being stuck in my leg. I mean, I have to actually be quite honest with you. I was in tears at a couple of points because I couldn't sit comfortably. I couldn't stand. I couldn't lie. I mean, I just could not get rid of the pain. It's not quite as bad now. The physio has done some great work, but it is just the most appalling thing. And nobody has much sympathy when you have a bad back. So anybody who's got a bad back, I so sympathize with you. It really is debilitating. Dawn says, may surprise you to look at getting the right shoes. Look at Skechers. Go walks, they correct poor posture. Now, I have a slightly twisted pelvis. I was born with it, and I think that might be part of it. So that's not a bad idea. The problem is I do love my shoes, and I do wear some weird and wacky shoes, but that's a really good point. Fraser Ramsey said, the thought of Robbo giving you a back massage might just rapidly cure it, or a chiropractor. Yeah. Both of those might actually cure it, but the idea that Rob is going to come anywhere near my body with his hands, that's never, ever going to happen.
I've got delicate hands.
Yeah, they're sort of warm, limp hands, I always thought. Cliff Marsh says, Nurofen, the one for back pain.
Oh, you can't say that.
Martin Francis says, if you sleep on your back, James, drape your legs over a large cushion under your legs and knees. Instant relief. I will try that. The wife's got fed up with me using her as a cushion, but I'll try that. Reggie says, roll up a towel really tight, lay on the floor with the rolled up towel under the arch of your back for half an hour, stretches the lower back, releasing pressure off nerves. A chiropractor told me to do it years ago, and it worked a treat. And we'll come back to some more. Got loads and loads. Thank you very much indeed. Always good to hear from you. Don't forget, you can email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com. And by the way, thanks for the phone calls, which we heard earlier. Thank you for the phone calls. Keep your calls coming in. The number, Rob,
is... get the other sheet again. 0117-230-1771.
I tell you what, why don't we do Tech Talk at this time?
I have to go to another page then.
Tech Talk.
Yes, Tech Talk. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night I'm going to see the Star Wars movie.
You're going to see the Star Wars movie?
Tomorrow night, yes.
Yeah, are you going to go dressed as a Pratt or are you going to go as a normal person?
I dress as a Pratt every day of the week.
Yeah, so you're going to go as a normal person tomorrow?
Yes.
Now, do you want me to tell you how it ends?
No, don't do that. Don't do that, because I've installed, this is the bit of the Tech Talk, I've installed a new extension on my Chrome browser, which I use, which filters out the word Star Wars and stops anything to do with Star Wars coming on my web browser. So when I'm searching the news and whatever, I don't get any spoilers.
Right, dear. Well, listen, I haven't seen it, but I know somebody who did, and they told me...
Hang on, no, hang on. Hang on, what have we got to bang? You could try, sir. I'm just going to edit this out. Turn my headphones off. Hang on.
Hang on. All right, listen, if it's that important to you, how come you're waiting until the premiere's Wednesday night? We're recording this programme now on a Wednesday. You should be able to see it today, shouldn't you?
I'm not going to the premiere.
Oh, bless you. Why not?
It's too far away.
Did nobody invite you?
They might have done.
Oh, okay. Oh, and you know your present you bought yourself, your hoverboard?
Yes, I'm sending that back.
Are you? Oh, okay. I mean, there is a problem with them, isn't there?
Well, they're saying not all of them, but I'm sending mine back anyway. I'm not taking the risk. I've got a young child in my house. So I'm not going to have something blowing up.
No, quite right, too. So send it back. I mean, and get a refund and let us know how you go on. Now, in the meantime, here's a song. It's sort of fairly topical about religion and war. And it's called My Soul to Keep from Marilyn Childs Duncan.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. In this world of war and strife, of disregard for love and life, if there's no peace, no state of grace, then we must seek a higher place. Will my spirit fly high? I pray the Lord my soul to keep. We pray for those who live in hate, who use their God to devastate. We pray that their God high above will fill their hearts with peace.
Let's talk booze. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat, etc., etc. You may remember last week we talked to Stuart from a company called Dry Drinker. And Stuart joins us now. Stuart, hi.
Hi, James.
Stuart, first of all, thank you very much indeed for sending over the beer. I have to admit that I've drunk most of it.
That's great to hear.
But I've still got a few bottles in the studio with me today. And can I say, first of all, because I was talking about this on another program the other day, we're coming up to the time of Christmas parties. People then start talking about dry January. And in my mind, there's nothing worse than being a designated driver and having to drink the sort of rubbishy drinks, you know, whether it's a J2O or a bitter lemon or a cola or something like that. The choice of non-alcoholic beer and lager and non-alcoholic wine in our restaurants and our pubs seems to be very limited.
Mm.
And it has to change. Now, of course, we can go on your website and we can order up all kinds of stuff, can't we?
You can. I mean, certainly for the drivers and certainly for, drivers, New Year, Christmas parties. You know, there's a lot of people out there at the moment, bosses especially, that are thinking they're having their Christmas parties midweek. They may have people that drive as part of their living that work for them or delivery companies. And we put together a box, a Zero Hero box, that's three fantastic beers with zero alcohol in. So, you know, we've just done actually only yesterday for a company. They're a flooring company, Oxford. And they were having deliveries, obviously, all the way up to Christmas. But they didn't want their drivers, as you said, to be, you know, full of Coke and J2O and really not feel part of the party. So it just covers a wide spectrum. Even, you know, you're hosting your own dinner party and you know that people are driving or maybe changing their lifestyle and actually, you know, do want to drink, want to be part of that social occasion. So, and they don't want to drink soft drinks all the time. So you're absolutely right. There is another way. And again, I think it's, you know, for us, we're trying to promote that and just and sort of get people to see that a little bit further.
Okay, well, listen, I've got lots of these. Well, I've got lots of NGO. I'm going to open one now because I've been waiting to do this during the program. And this one is I don't know how you pronounce it. Krombacher.
Hmm. So Krombacher is German. It's actually made in the Krom in Germany. Now, this one for us is fantastic. We love it because it's one of those beers where it doesn't lose any of that fantastic sweet Pilsner flavour if you put it in a glass. But it's, you know, as we said, you know, our preference would be drink it ice cold from the fridge, and that really helps that flavour go through the head of the neck of the bottle and it gives you that fantastic Pilsner aftertaste.
Now, I'm drinking it now, and this is 0.5. So it's a little bit of alcohol in this, but 0.5. And it tastes, I mean, I'm particularly keen on 1664. That's, if I go out, that's a drink I like to have, the Heineken 1664. Now, they make a non-alcoholic version of that called Blonde. Yeah. And this tastes very similar. Very similar indeed. Yeah, and you wouldn't know. If I bought that and gave it to somebody and didn't say anything, I don't think they'd know that that was non-alcoholic.
No, they wouldn't. And I think, you know, we did some taste testing, actually, with the guys at Fitness First last week. And first of all, people wondering why there was beer on the gym floor. But again, this is what we are. We come across all the time. Well, of course, it's...
Stuart, hang on a second. I'm going to call you back. You're breaking up.
Hi, Rob.
Hiya. That sounds better.
How's
yeah.
that?
All right. So, Stuart, so even in a gym, you could sell this. But I'm on painkillers because I've done my back in at the moment, and presumably it's okay for me to drink this.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't like to give you any sort of professional health advice, but yeah, no, we were doing some taste testing in the gym, and of course, as you said, you know, when you taste Krombacher or Superbock or the great beers that we stock, people do kind of stop in their tracks because the first reaction of when we were doing taste testing or they come over and see the stand or go on the website is, well, of course, it's not going to taste very good. But, you know, over a number of years, these fantastic great breweries around Europe have really perfected the art of making great beer taste great and, of course, reducing our alcohol.
The thing is that the labels on these beers look like every other beer. And so that's probably the best-selling thing for a lot of people standing there rather than having a non-alcoholic drink. And why is it particularly light beers taste better drunk in the bottle?
Well, I think for me personally, it's just if you make a great product and put it in a bottle, then decanter it. You're taking away some of that flavour and taste. For me, once you open that cap and the liquid goes through the head of the bottle, through the neck, that really compresses that flavour and just gives you a lovely aftertaste. I mean, yeah. That's how I like to drink. Certainly the 330 bottles and the smaller 250 mils, and we recommend that to all our customers, a dry drinker.
Let's talk about a couple of others that you've sent, and more of a beer this time. Erdinger, and this is it Erdinger? Yes, Erdinger. Which is it's a nice beer. It also says refreshing isotonic drink. Is that right?
It is, yeah. Erdinger have done some fantastic work over the last 10 years working with sports brand and certainly sports events around Europe and around the world. There, I did the London 100 Surrey Hills bike race, which they sponsor. And it is isotonic. So it's kind of designed for two things. One,
obviously as an alternative to your full-strength lager. But two, if you're doing a sporting event and you've done some great exercise, you can have a kind of guilt-free beer. It's slightly sweeter than a Pilsner, but it holds its head in the glass fantastically. And as you're right, if you put that into a glass and have it with a group of friends, you wouldn't necessarily know that that's a low-alcohol beer.
I mean, how many? You sent me a whole case of these, which, as I say, I've been going through. I particularly like the, is it the Schneider Weiss?
Schneider, yeah, Schneider's great. I mean, for me, the 2 week beers, I think we probably put in the boxes, the Maisels and Schneider. They're really great with food, so a great curry or an Indian or a Chinese. And again, you can actually, you know, drink it ice cold again from the fridge. But even room temperature, if you kind of like that, if you're kind of a bitter drinker and you like your drink a little bit warmer. So for me, they're really just very versatile, either on their own or, of course, with food.
I mean, you're selling these at the moment via your website. Do you foresee it? I mean, if I had an off license or a restaurant, could I also purchase them from you, or would I be better going to a wholesaler?
Well, obviously, I would say it's better, you know, buying them from Dry Drinker. But you know, I think once they gain popularity and once they that the you know the brand grows in each country that they're in, then of course I think it'll open more doors for the brand. And yes, you might see it down your local off license or at your local restaurant. I know certainly where I live in London, some of the specialty wine merchants are, they've turned their hand to the craft market. So the craft beer market has grown in the UK over the last 10 years. So yeah, listen, you know, we want our customers to come to drydrinker.com because we can offer the variety of beer that's on there. But, you know, hopefully, as a non-drinker myself, you know, there'll be more places that the general public can buy from.
Well, I was talking to somebody earlier on this week from the Campaign for Real Ale, and they were getting very snotty about non-alcoholic beer, but I, as usual, I tied them up in knots, and at the end they didn't know what to say, because some of these beers are brewed properly, aren't they? Except they're brewed perhaps a little more carefully, and they take a lot of the alcohol, if not all the alcohol, out.
They are. I mean, you mentioned at Schneider. I mean, Schneider and Sons of, it's the oldest brewery in Munich. I mean, they started brewing their beer in 1872. So, you know, they know a little bit about brewing great beer. But listen, the great thing about it, you know, you like what you like, and we're certainly not promoting it's better than this, better than that. We just want to say to people, there is another way. It does taste great now. And again, the variety across the range is there, from the lager drinker traditionally to a Pilsner to a wheat beer. So in February, we've managed to secure another great German beer, which is a Kraft Lager. So that, again, has a sort of a cloudy lager texture to it. And it's a fantastic flavour, only at 0.5%. So, no, you're absolutely right.
Well, listen, I've nearly finished the Krombacher, which is my favourite at the moment, a Pilsner, which is non-alcoholic. And I have to admit that I've had this bad back for a few weeks now. I've been on fairly strong painkillers, so I haven't been able to drink alcohol. And drinking these has actually sort of filled the gap. And I'm not actually missing, you know, you end up with a bit of a fuzzy head. If you have a couple of bottles of alcoholic beer, you do end up with a bit of a fuzzy head. And if you've got other things to contend with, it can be a bit of a pain on top of everything else. This is just refreshing.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people we meet, they just want that alternative for maybe that midweek drink, and they don't really want the full-blown stuff. But you're right. I think that attitudes are going to change as, you know, hopefully 2016, a lot of people will be changing their lifestyle. Obviously, there's a lot of talk around sugar and weight and health. And hopefully we can become, you know, part of the landscape, you know, and then certainly in the next sort of 10 to 20 years.
And of course, the soft drinks I was talking about before have a lot of sugar in. Most of the sugar's been brewed out of this, hasn't it?
Correct. correct. Yeah, I mean, obviously, in the brewing process, there's still sugar in all the beers, but in terms of how they extract it, that's what it leaves, you know, virtually under a teaspoonful, and you see that on the reduced calories. I mean, all our beers that we stock, regardless if they're 500 ml or 330 millilitres, they're all 125 calories or less. So so there is a real sort of benefit if you're watching your figure as well.
Stuart, thank you very much indeed. Dry January is coming up. It'll be very useful. It'll also be very useful for people who are perhaps worried about Christmas coming up and not sure how they're going to handle the drinking. If they go on your website, drydrinker.com, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You'll see all the taster packs there, and you'll see the Zero Hero. And as I said last week, I just want to mention Balls to Cancer. Every Zero Hero box we sell, we're giving £1 to the fantastic charity. I mean, they do some amazing work for men and women, and really supporting them going through a tough time. And of course, you know, they don't forget their families. So hopefully, it will be a hangover-free Christmas and New Year in our house. But again, you know. Go on the website. I think we've got something for everybody.
Stuart, good to talk. Thank you very much indeed. And we'll give the website a plug, and we'll tell people how they can find out more about Dry Drinker a little later.
Thanks, James.
Stuart, thank you very much indeed. Now, listen, guys, we are coming up to that time where drinking and driving can be a problem, as you well know, Robbo.
What are you implying?
Well, I know. I just thought I'd say that just to sort of give you a little fright, you know. You've got to be very careful these days what you do.
I'll have you know, I'm a Coke man. The drink, that is.
Yeah, I don't think... Oh, I see what you mean, yes. What I think we should be doing, though, is telling everybody, go to our website, jamesworldradio.co.uk, or you'll see it on Twitter, go to drydrinker.com. And I am very impressed with the Krombacher. And I've been drinking quite a lot of that. So go and have a little look and see what you think. And let us know. Get in touch. You know the number. You can phone me on this number.
0117-230-1771.
And, of course, you can email me at jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Now, we usually finish off the programme with questions you've sent in. Can I say once again, thank you for all the suggestions on how I can get rid of my back problems. Martin Hamblin says, hit your toe with a hammer. The pain will go away instantly in your back. Thank you very much. Charles Brindley says, when you find out, tell the NHS. Karen says, medicated patches are really good, James. Salon Pass, hope it feels better soon. Thank you. Una says, Pilates, in the meantime, a massage with goose grease. I'll look forward to that. Yes. Although Kevin says, a Thai massage, and I don't mean a naughty one, a real full-body Thai massage. Okay, well, you've given me some suggestions. Thank you very much indeed, all of you. Now, shall we finish off as usual, Robbo, with the questions?
Yes. Let's have a look. Alan Phelan. He's mentioning global warming. Why blame us, the car users, and people eating meat? Why not blame the warming on the wars everywhere?
Do you know, it's a really good point. And I have to say that it's a very, very good point that you make. Whilst the governments of the world are all wringing their hands, worrying about climate change, global warming, call it what you will, the amount of weapons and ordnance, to use the technical term, the amount of ordnance being thrown around in the Middle East and parts of Africa are not doing the planet any good at all. You know, so shall we start thinking about that? And we're very keen to sort things out with wars. Perhaps we ought to think twice. Yeah. Okay. Very good point.
Mark Stevens, do you think Donald Trump is right? Are there no-go areas in Britain?
No, Donald Trump's a prat. And I've already said, if there is a no-go area where the police are frightened to go, let me know. And I will go there, because as far as I know, certainly none in London. I'm not sure. I don't actually believe there are any anywhere. If Donald Trump is so clever, let him come over here and take me to them and show me. And of course he won't, because there aren't any.
Rob Whiteley. Should people who use the self-service checkouts in supermarkets get a discount or throw in some free bags for serving themselves?
Why are people so worried about bags? I've no idea. Well, get over the fact, if you want a bag, pay for it. We've all got bags. I was against this, but, you know, it's made, there are a lot less bags blowing around the streets. And if we can do without these blessed plastic bags, which seem to get everywhere, I'm all for it.
Okay. Alan Hill. Hi, James. Nice. What was the first gig you went to, and have you ever been disappointed when you've met one of your idols?
Have I ever been disappointed when I've met one of my idols? Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you who, because it seems a little bit unfair for me to do that, doesn't it? But there have been quite a few people that let you down a little bit, it must be said. Have I been upset? Well, live music's always good, isn't it? I like live music. First gig I ever went to was, I can remember it because I was about 15 and I probably shouldn't have been there, was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Are they still going?
I don't think they are, no. I think that's years and years ago, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. That was the first live gig that I ever went to, yeah.
Okay, Joanna Quaid, what is your Christmas outfit?
Oh, gosh, that's an interesting one. I don't have a Christmas outfit. Should I have a Christmas outfit? I actually don't have one.
So it's just normal everyday attire then?
Yeah, unless anybody wants to buy me a Christmas outfit, I'd never thought about it, to be honest.
Okay, actually, I haven't got a Christmas jumper.
No, have you?
No, I haven't, actually. Somebody did promise me one for Christmas, but you know.
But they didn't. They didn't bring you one.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No. Rich Corfard, I think that's right. Can you get me a girlfriend? Not me. Him.
No. Well, which one of you wants a girlfriend?
And I've got a wife, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you don't need one, do you?
No.
No, I don't know that I can get you a girlfriend. Do you really want a girlfriend? I think it's like driving a car. Probably put off. As long as you can.
Driving a car.
Or having a girlfriend.
Just take a few out for a test drive. That's what I say.
Well, that's always a good idea, isn't it? Yeah, that's quite a good idea. Yeah.
And finally, Dave Hills. This is a question about camping cutlery. Apparently they make a spoon combined with a fork called a spork. So why hasn't an enterprising soul invented a knifork or a knifoon? Knifoon.
Do you know what?
As a side
I don't know. I mean, it all seems a bit of a waste of space to me, but why not just eat with your hands like I do?
Surely if you put a knife on the edge of a spoon, you're going to cut yourself every time you eat.
No, I don't think so, do you?
Well, you don't put the knife in your mouth, do you? So anything with a knife on it, you don't want to be putting in your mouth.
No, I suppose not. No. You don't want. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Why am I even thinking about this? You don't want a knife anywhere. Although in medieval times, you know, everybody just actually ate with a knife, didn't they?
Yeah, but it was always on the tip of the knife. You wouldn't eat.
You're absolutely right. But you know, do you need anything other than a knife?
Well, yeah, we remove all cutlery and just have a knife. Let's simplify everything. Just go camping with a knife.
Yeah. As long as you've got a good knife, it can be used for all sorts of things.
And if you can't use a knife, use your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. But you'll need something to cut something up. So you cut it up with the knife, then you can use your fingers.
Correct.
Making sure, of course, that your hands are clean.
Yeah, wash them in the local stream.
Well, wherever. I mean, just make sure, well, they do say if you wee on your hands, that's a sort of disinfectant, don't they?
That's it. There we go. Top tip. Wee on your hands. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. Until the next time, thank you very much indeed. And enjoy the programme. If you've enjoyed the programme, there are many more for you to go and have a listen to at our website, jamesworldradio.co.uk. And of course, if you hated this programme, then why not go and check some more out just to make sure?
Can we have a really Christmassy episode next week?
Yeah, I suppose so. Have we got to do one next week? It's Christmas. Are we going to have the day off?
Well, the show will actually go out before Christmas Day, so...
Oh, will it? Yeah. Oh, OK, well, we'll do it next week, then.
Because I've ordered this really big inflatable Santa.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I thought it'd make the studio look nice, bobbling up and down.
Oh, OK. All right, well, let's see if we can get something like that.
Yeah, we'll have some Christmassy music. We might even play your record.
Well, actually, that's a very good idea. Why don't we play Wrap It Up for Christmas?
Yeah, we'll do that next week.
Okay. All right, guys. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.